David Holbrook is a documentary filmmaker and cultural entrepreneur who started the original Thinkers Festival in Telluride in 2018. This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, delighted to be speaking with David about Original Thinkers 2022 and more. David, thanks for joining me.
Oh, what a pleasure, Susan. Glad to be on your podcast.
Thank you. So take us back to the roots of Original Thinkers. We understand you bought the name in 2004. So what was Original Thinkers meant to be back then?
It was really started as a media company focused on making films. And what we want to do is create a series of shorts, Original Thinkers shorts, directed by different directors who were excited about this one person in their life, you know, whoever that original thinker may be. And I directed a couple early on, and then it really went dormant, which was fine because I had other things to do but I bought originalthinkers.com in, you know, like 2003 or 2004 or something like that, and thought, okay, this is worthwhile. But it was really about telling stories from an original perspective. And strangely enough, it was my father's idea. I'd been involved in another film that I'd produced called Bob from Sheba Stands For, and he said, you should do more films like this with people who are just interested and off the main radar. And that's a lot of it, how it kind of came born. And then in 2018, I revived the label and said, okay, wait, you know, Original Thinkers seems like a good way to gather people, make this a festival brand, and say, okay, you know, create a community, really, of original thinkers. And it's so funny thinking back to that time, you know, like almost 20 years ago, Susan, and I would think, okay, we'll have the DVD of the month, Original Thinker of the Month. Like, it was really, you know, the method and the, was part of the message. And we'd think, okay, you know, people sign up for their DVD, and every month they're so excited to get a new one. And I have various, like, business plans and business models from back then, all of which I'm sure would have made me not rich. But nonetheless, they were fun to think about it. But really, what I think it's about now is building this community. We're doing it through the festival. We are also doing our own films. We did our first this year, or last year, about Jim Looney, the wonderful postman of Telluride, called Postman Jim.
Right.
And we want to make, you know, I'm a filmmaker, and so I want to do it all. And I look at really Original Thinkers as a media company that has, you know, is producing original content, but also creating this really beautiful gathering space for people here in Telluride coming up just in a couple of weeks.
Okay. In what way did your decade-long tenure at Mountain Film feed into the remix of Original Thinkers in 2018?
It certainly did. I mean, before I started Mountain Film in 2008, I loved going to festivals. I had presented films at festivals. I attended festivals. So the idea of going to the other side of it and saying, okay, how do we program? How do we create experience for people? And I just got really, I think, sharp at it and understanding what would work. And one of the really fun things about doing what I do is I've watched so many films, and I've watched films at all different stages, and I know filmmakers come in and say, like, you can't watch the film until I've done the final sound mix. So it's like, I would love to hear the final sound mix, but I also know if a film's going to be good enough by the character, the story, the narrative, the craftsmanship. And so it was sort of the same way with festivals, is I got really good at understanding what would work for an audience, what would get them off their out of their seats and onto their feet, what would stir them, because I paid attention to what was stirring me. And also listening to other people on the Mountain Film team and certainly the Original Thinkers team as well about what excited them. But it was being able to see something and say, okay, I can feel what it's going to be like at the Nugget Theater, the Sheraton Opera House, or the Palm, or any of the other venues we use. So it certainly influenced a lot of what we're doing with the importance, and ever so much more important, to gather. You know, here we are in a digital world with remote this and Zoom that, and damn it, I think it's really important that we're in the same room together, and we see each other, and we hold each other, and we understand what happens to ourselves and to our bodies after these things happen. And so that's really a lot of what drove, I think, the creation of the new iteration of Original Thinkers.
Thank you. You've defined the mission of Original Thinkers as a media company and in real life a gathering place. Could you now talk about the team who helps you realize your vision?
Yeah, I'm really lucky to work with a terrific team, and I have a wonderful partner in Meredith Lavitt, who was at Sundance for, I think, 2 decades. And so she really understands festival work and understands how important it is, and also how hard it is to bring everybody together and how necessary it is. I'm also working with Laura Chalmed, who's our program director and driven a lot of what we're doing here, and just is so talented and smart. And that's the thing, is I think Original Thinkers attracts people who are like, okay, this is different, and this has a sensibility that speaks to me, which, by the way, isn't for everybody. A lot of people are like, what is that? And they say, I don't get it. I'm like, it's okay not to get it, but I do want people to not be afraid of what we're doing. You know, somebody else used the word intimidating. I'm like, we're not intimidating. We're just, trying to tell, share ideas through people's stories. And that's been going back for a long, long time. And sort of what, not that we're the Bible, but it's what the Bible's all about. Not that we're, that's the thing, Susan, is how do we engage with each other through these stories. And that's what we've really dived pretty hard into. And Laura's been terrific. Her wife, Geneva, works with us as well. Cynthia Summers from Telluride, who's been in TAP, mm-hmm. everybody knows her from Walking the Runway, and worked in a bunch of other mm-hmm. capacities. And so she's joined us. And, it's a really nice team. And I think these are all people who say, this is worth pursuing. This is important to understand. And I think the sort of, I don't know what part of the body this all is, if it's the nerve center or, but really it's about our guests. And that's what I think our staff and the team and myself get so excited about. And I'm in my office looking at our board of people who are coming in, and they're really incredible people. And I think that's who's drawn to working with Original Thinkers. They're coming to Original Thinkers saying, wait, these are fresh voices that are incredibly smart and living lives of determination and grit and action and resilience and all these other really important human themes.
Mm-hmm. So thanks for the segue. Let's make Original Thinkers 2022 real. How did this year's
sure.
6 programs and spotlights come together? And when push comes to scheduling, which comes first, the presenters or the ideas?
Such a good question. It's chicken and egg on the presenters and ideas. Like I've run really hard. I think, and I'm not alone in this, thinking that one of America's biggest challenges comes from within, the threat to our democracy, which has been wildly imperfect over centuries, but is held and is as not tattered, but is as threatened as it's ever been. And so we've really worked hard to try and find people around that. And it hasn't, what we're doing is cool, but it wasn't how we originally designed it. And now we've got this really great talk about the First Amendment with some of our filmmakers coming in. But in other cases, in a lot of cases, it's the people. Florence Williams has this beautiful new book on heartbreak and grief, and I've known her for a while, and I actually wanted to make her book, The Nature Fix, into a film, because I think it's that important. But she comes with this subject, and we're like, okay, cool, let's build it around her and what she has to say. And then when she has this wonderful phrase, the power of awe. The power of awe, I mean, wow, we can really, especially for those of us who are lucky to live in the mountains, can look around and be inspired by what we see. And hopefully that helps us with our own struggles, our own grief. And so, in that case, it was very much Florence saying, okay, here's what I'm working on, and us building around that. And that, so what we're trying to do that I think is really different is stitch together people who you wouldn't necessarily expect to be in the same program and take an unexpected view and look at things that people might not have thought about. We talk a lot about the intersection of ideas and story here at Original. Mm-hmm. It's just a big part of what we do, because I don't want the ideas to be too academic or too esoteric or too pointy-headed or too any of it, and I want it to be accessible. And again, we access that through stories, and so what we look for are stories of individual people that hold these big ideas and say, hey, would you like to come to Original Thinkers? We'd love to have you.
Okay. Let's drill down, though, into the six programs for this year. What are they?
Yeah, sure.
And if you want to, sure, if you want to call out a particular speaker or film in this context, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, of course. Our first show is called The Medicine and Miracles, and it's done by the director, Russ Kaufman, who won an Oscar for Born in the Brothels and made E-Team and Tigerland and a bunch of other great movies. And he follows this incredible story of this remarkable scientist named Dr. Carl June, who's trying to cure child cancer. And it's also the story of one of his patients, this amazing girl named Emily. And I'm going to leave it at that, but it's beautiful. It's emotional. It's inspiring. It's a lot of things. And I think it's just a stellar film. It premiered at Tribeca. And we're just thrilled to have Ross coming in, and Dr. Carl June will be here. And I think it'll be really special. I talked about The Power of All with Florence Williams. If you haven't seen her new book, you really should. It's anybody out there, it's really important. And we all know, all of us are going to experience heartbreak and grief at some point. So there's something universal in that I'm really excited about. The other thing that is so cool, and I mentioned earlier, People of Action. And our show Friday night is The James. And The James, mm-hmm, is a documentary that's terrific about these women, this collective of young women in their probably early 20s, maybe early 30s at that point. But these young women who formed an underground collective to offer and provide safe abortions to more than 11,000 women. And in the Chicago area, wow, alone, pre-Roe v. Wade, 11,000.
Wow.
And they were doing it all illegally, high risk, real tricky and very dangerous, yet they knew this was important. And so I think what they didn't know is that after Roe v. Wade, that their work wouldn't be done. You know, and I think that's the astonishing thing. Again, looking back to threats of democracy, but here we are in 2022, and you know, you and I wouldn't have had a conversation 10 years ago and thought, hey, do you think of reproductive rights in this country will be at risk? And here we are. I was talking to some friends from Ireland and said to them, did you ever think in your life that America would have less progressive reproductive rights than Ireland? And they said, not a chance. So that's show three. Show four is this incredible show called World is Family, about how really global empathy and why what happens to other people, even if we don't see it, matters to us. And I think it's a really important show to understand when we know what happened in Afghanistan and continues to. Ukraine, my goodness. Let's, you know, Eritrea, Myanmar, you know, it just goes on. And so how do we take that? How do we have the capacity to hold that in our hearts and our heads and really do something? The Journey Up is our Saturday night show. And I think one of the things I wrestle with, Susan, we've known each other for a long time, is what I feel fun and uplifting. Other people may not. You know, we look at things seriously. At the same time, what I find fun and uplifting are all these remarkable people who never gave up, who believe so much in what they're doing and their mission, and that's this case. And so we have Britt Baron, who is a wonderful, wonderful minister who's had her own odyssey of a life. And then we have a woman named Sheila White, who's incredible, whose life is, she's become a journalist, but what she's done to get there is, I mean, you can't even imagine. It's so impressive. And there's a short documentary about her called Street Reporter. And then we're playing a film about this remarkable Brazilian ballerina named Tuane Nascimento. And Tuane is coming from Rio, and she's basically built a ballet school in the favelas, which are, you know, tricky places to grow up, for young girls to learn ballet, just like she did. And so to us, that's a Saturday night of full inspiration and real heart. And I don't think anybody's going to walk out of that unchanged and say, wow, what a remarkable crew. And then we close out with what we call the big idea, which is our last show, and that's really looking at the potential of uncertainty. Here we are, and I don't know about you, but I can't remember a less certain and more tenuous time in America's history. And not to mention what's happening with climate, not to mention what's happening on a number of fronts. And so the idea is to say, okay, here all these things are happening. Can we find space and opportunity in all this uncertainty? And one of the first films I made, in fact, the first film I directed, which was a total original thinker's film, was a film about a guy named Erwin Kula, a rabbi, and it's called Time for a New God. Rick Silverman played the Mountain film in 2004, and it really resonated here. Erwin and I stayed in touch, and so he's coming out, and I think it'll be really helpful for anybody there to come out and say, okay, there's a lot happening here, but I can breathe into this. I can find a space where I can find that potential and uncertainty, and that's really, really, I think, important. And so we're doing that. We have spotlights, which you mentioned, which are Ray Zaragoza, the wonderful singer. We're doing this talk with the filmmakers. We're doing circles, which I love. The idea of us as an audience, as a community, coming together in a circle rather than in a, you know, seated in rows. But we're doing a women's circle for all women and people identifying as women, where I think will be really, really worthwhile. And that really is looking at, you know, empowerment and saying, okay, here's a really safe space. We're doing a climate cafe, which I'm leading, which is really important to me, which is to sort of process our emotions and our feelings around climate. I mentioned Ray Zaragoza. What else? Oh, we're doing this cool thing with an opera singer named Leah Podzimek, who approached us. She's from Denver, and she's created this opera. She performed it in Telluride in July. A bunch of artists she had reached out, visual artists, came out to the presentation and are doing artworks, visual artworks inspired by her music. And that'll all be stitched together during Original Thinkers. So that's really exciting. And then we have wellness stuff going on. I mean, there really is a lot. And one of the things I took away from Mountain Film was sometimes it's better to do less. And that sometimes you just say, wow, you know, giving people this smorgasbord, this all-you-can-eat buffet of all these options, sometimes it's better to say, hey, the chef would like to cook for you. Do you have any allergies? And that's a little bit what we're doing with Original Thinkers, is saying, hey, here we are with this really carefully thought-out program and really thoughtful, and I'm excited about it. And I think one of the important things for us at OT is that if you come and engage with what we're doing, all the things I just talked about, all those cool things, all these amazing people, you can get to it all without waiting in line, without worrying that you're missing something else, that without thinking, oh my goodness, you know, am I going to see the award winner? You know, the original thinking behind is that it's all really valuable, and the less is more mantra runs deep in who we are.
Right. If you could summarize this in a soundbite, what do you hope the Original Thinkers audiences will take away from the 2022 happening?
I hope if people come to OT 2022, they say, oh my goodness, I met the most amazing people. And I'm one of them. I am part of this, and I'm an original thinker, and I can contribute in my own way to building a better world. Not that hard.
Amen, David. Amen, David. Yeah. Great. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Honored to be speaking with David Holbrook, founder, ringleader of Original Thinkers. The 2022 program is coming up very soon, September 29th. Get your pass now. Thanks, David.
What a pleasure, Susan. Thanks so much. Take care, everybody.